Peace and abundance always. I want to talk to you about the law of attraction, particularly how to make the law of attraction work or how to fix it from not working. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That's kind of a trick phrase because there is absolutely no way in the world the law of attraction isn't working. The law of attraction is something that is always working. So if you don't know what the law of attraction is, the law of attraction is basically a principle or a law of the universe where like attracts like. In other words, whatever you think, you see. Whatever you are, you attract into your life. So all of the things that's happening to you in your life right now is a result, believe it or not, of your own thinking and your own doing. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole like, well, what happens if something traumatic happens in my life? Did I ask for that? That's another level. That's another discussion or another topic to be had about the law of attraction. But ultimately, things that generally happen in our lives, for the most part, happen easily because we think it, we feel it, we do things to attract that into our life, okay? Whether it can be a benefit, a result, or a consequence. Nonetheless, it's cause and effect. Whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you feel, whatever you see in your mind, ultimately the universe gives to you, right? So that's a conversation of co-creating with the universe. You co-create with the universe because you are a creator of your own reality. You are the creator of your own reality. So when you think about things, think about it this way. When you are considering buying a new car and you have a car in mind that you want to buy, now, for a certain time frame, up until you buy that car, even after you buy the car, you notice that you will see that car even more often than usual. Why is that? Because that's almost like the law of attraction in motion. It's an example of the law of attraction working for you. When you are thinking about something, when you are feeling it emotionally, right, because you're getting a new car, you're excited about it, you can't wait, then you will start to see the car, like yours, the one that you want to have, presented to you often. That happens when it comes to people, relationships, career. I mean, it goes on and on. It happens basically with every level, in every aspect, every situation in life. So many of us who are practitioners of the law of attraction or want to practice law of attraction to create abundance, to attract the things that we want in life, are often looking to figure out how to make it work. How do we make it work? Well, it is always working. Whatever it is that you're thinking about, whatever it is that you're feeling, you're doing, the things that you are active in, participating in, is you creating something that will ultimately lead to you attracting something, right? So really what this is about though is how do you make it work or how come it isn't working? It's a conversation of consciously being aware of your thoughts, your words, your actions, the places you are, the things that you're doing, and making sure that those things are in alignment with the thing that you want, the lifestyle that you want, the person that you want, you see? So the law of attraction is really a fancy word for saying, whatever you do, you will attract in your life. Whatever you think, you will attract in your life. So be consciously aware every single moment of every single day what it is that you're thinking about. Your thoughts create your emotions. Your emotions fuel your thoughts. Your thoughts create your words. Your words are a vibration of manifestation, right? Because our thoughts is something that is intangible. But when we start to portray it or project it out in our mouth by the way of sound, which is ultimately vibration, when you talk about the universe, people talk about vibrations often. Well, sound, the words that you say, is putting out a vibration into the universe. That vibration comes back to you. So whatever you are saying, whether it be something that is positive or negative, whether you're saying something great about somebody or you are gossiping about somebody, it is putting out there the vibration in the universe. And whatever you're putting out there, that vibration will ripple back to you somehow. So be mindful about your words, because then that is the beginning of your manifestation. So it is important that you speak from a place of affirming what it is that you wish to create. Affirm it. Make sure that you speak in a way that you are clear that it is yours. That it is yours. Not coming from a place of, well, we'll see, I'll try, maybe, but this is who I am. Therefore, this is what I will create. So be mindful every second, every thought, every feeling. Be mindful about what it is that you're processing and putting out there in the universe. And therefore, eventually, it's just a matter of time. And time is something we really don't have control over. The universe is the master of time. We simply sit patiently, surrender to the time, but yet we are powerful enough yet to create whatever we want. And it's just a matter of time before we receive it. But we have to be mindful about our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions, and then simply be patient. Be patient. Don't be attached, meaning being impatient, feeling like it won't happen. No, simply have faith that it is yours, as long as you are aligning your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions with the thing that you want, it is yours. So that's really what I wanted to share with you, because I think a lot of people talk about how to make the law of attraction work. We buy a lot of books, The Secret, documentaries, we purchase a lot of seminars, we listen to a lot of people, and we think that what they're telling us is the way to make it work. But it is always working. It is just the way of our reality, of our life, of our existence. That is how powerful our minds are, our spirits, our emotions, our actions. Those things are ultimately keys to unlocking the law of attraction in a way that makes us create, or allows us to create, the things that we want most in life. And when I say most, I'm saying that whatever you think about most, whatever you feel most, whatever you are doing most will create the thing that you are aligning yourself with. So if you are associating yourself with negative people, bad company, bad associates, then guess what that's going to create for you? If you are surrounding yourself with negative imagery or audio stuff, whether you're watching movies that portray negativity, then that's what is going into your mind. Therefore, that's something you will consciously think about. Therefore, that is something you will create for yourself. And you don't want that. So be mindful about everything. The movies you watch, the people you talk to, the people you hang out with, the books you read, everything. Everything that you do, ask yourself, is this aligning, or is this aligned with the thing or the lifestyle that I want to create or I want to live? And if it isn't, you have to replace it with something that is in alignment with what you want to create. All right? So it's just that simple. The law of attraction isn't something that you can turn off and on. It is simply part of our existence. So simply live your life mindfully and consciously, and you will then create everything that you wish to create in life. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.